That reminds me, maybe we can start the thing remembering Jagannath Rath Yatra festival through one song that goes like Jayo Jayo Jagannath Shochiro Nanda Tribhuvano Korijar Charanama Nilachale Shankhu Chakra Gada Padma Thar Nodiya Nagore Dhansu Kamala Keho Bale Puravete Ravana Bodhila Golokero Vaibhav Lila Prakashakori Shiradharu Bhabe Ebe Goray Avatar Hare Krishna Nam Gaur Kovila Vasudeva Ghosh Bale Kori Jodoha Jai Gaur Shai Krishna Shai Jagannatha. I tried to make sure that I remember it properly. So what is the, how many of you know this song? How many of you know the meaning of this song? How many want to sing this song? So maybe you can repeat it. Jayo Jayo Jagannath Shochiro Nanda.
Jayo Jayo Jagannath Shochiro Nanda.
Jayo Jayo Jagannath Shochiro Nanda. Tribhuvano Korijar Charanama.
Tribhuvano Korijar Charanama.
Nilachale Shankho Chakra Gada Padma. Nodiya Nagore Dando Commandaluka.
Nodiya Nagore Dando Commandaluka.
Keho Bale Puravete Ravana Bodhila.
Keho Bale Puravete Ravana Bodhila.
Golokero Vaibhav Lila Prakash Korila.
Golokero Vaibhav Lila Prakash Korila.
Shiradharo Bhave Ebe Goray Avatar.
Shiradharo Bhave Ebe Goray Avatar.
Hare Krishna Nam Gaur Korilo Prachar.
Hare Krishna Nam Gaur Korilo Prachar.
Vasudeva Ghosh Bale Kori Jodoha.
Vasudeva Ghosh Bale Kori Jodoha.
Jai Gaur Shai Krishna Shai Jagannath.
Jai Gaur Shai Krishna Shai Jagannath.
Okay, so the translation, how many of you know the meaning? How many of you want to know the meaning of this? Jayo Jayo Jagannatho Shochiro Nanda. Jayo Jayo means all glory to Lord Jagannath, who is the son of Mother Shochi, Shochiro Nanda. Who is Shochiro Nanda? Okay. Shochiro Nanda. That means Jagannath and Shochinanda?
Same.
Nilachale Shankho Chakra Gada Padma. Nilachale means Nilachale. Where is Nilachal? Nilachal, actually, the word means Nil Achal. Nil means blue, and Achal means mountain. There's a blue mountain. Where? On the bank of the, on the shore of the saltwater ocean. And what is that? That is Jagannath Puri. Now one may say, well, I don't see any mountain. It is a mountain, but the mountain has been covered by sand. So due to the shifting of the ocean, it has become covered by sand. Nilachali, in Nilachal, in Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Purushottam Kshetra, he is also known as Shankha Kshetra. It's like you call that place, it's like a conch shell. Conscious is an auspicious thing. Jagannath's temple is on top of that conch. So Neelachali, in Neelachali, in Jagannath Puri, he is Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. He's holding. Shankha means conch shell, chakra means disc, gada means you are in Singapore, the land of technology. So why do you have this kind of get a proper microphone stand? All right. Day after tomorrow, not day after.
Tomorrow, bye.
Okay. I won't be here, but I'll find out. So, in Neelachal, in Jagannath Puri, he is holding Shankha, Chakra, Gada, conch shell, disc, mess or club, and lotus. Who holds that? Narayana. So in Neelachal, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, holding in his four hands these four items. Neelachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara. And Nodiya Nagare, in Nodiya Navadvip, in Nodiya Nagare Dando Kamandaluka. In Nodiya Navadvip he is holding the Danda, means Sannyas Danda, and Kamandalu. Kamandalu means water pot. As a sannyasi, he is holding the Sannyas Danda and Kamandalu. Keho bale puravete ravana vadhila. Some say that in the past he killed Ravana. And Golokero Vaibhav Lila Prakasha Kurila. He revealed the opulence of Golok. Golok, that means he appeared as Ramchandra and he appeared as Krishna. Sri Radharo Bhave Ebe Gorai Avatar. Assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani, now he has appeared as Gauranga Sundara, Gora Avatar. And Hare Krishna Naam Gaur Kolila Prachar. And this Gauranga Mahaprabhu spread the holy name of Hare Krishna, the holy name of Krishna in the form of Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Vasudeva Ghosha Bale Kori Jodha. Vasudeva Ghosha is declaring with folded hands, Kori Jodha, Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna. Shaija, the one who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna and he is Jai. Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna, Shaija. All these three personalities are actually one. So, now is it clear to everybody? Everybody understood? If I ask you, should I ask you some questions? Okay, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Very good. Who is Jagannath? And did he come in the past again, before? Ramchandra and Krishna Chandra. Golo kero. Keho bale puravete Ravana vadhila. Some say that in the past he killed Ravan. Who killed Ravan?
Ramchandra.
And Golokero Vaibhav Lila Prakasha Kurila. And he revealed the opulent pastimes of Golokero. The majestic, wonderful pastimes of Golokero. Alright, and Jai Gaur, Shai Krishna. So how many of you accept that? So now, should we sing this song? Will you join me? Who is not going to join me? জয় জয় জগন্নাথ সুচিরানন্দন। হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে
কৃষ্ণানন্দে। So, who is Jagannath? Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of God. From the name itself, it becomes clear. Jagat, it's a combination of two words. Jagat means this world, and Nath means the Lord of the entire creation, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If we ask, then the immediate answer will be Krishna. Krishna. So, that means Jagannath is Krishna. Then the question arises, but he doesn't look like Krishna. In a way, we can understand. And he must be Krishna because he is with Balaram. There are three of them there. Jagannath is there, Balaram is there, and Subhadra. So, unmistakably he is Krishna. Since Balaram is there and Subhadra is there, the question arises, why does he look like this? So in order to understand that, we have to go to Skanda Puran. Skanda Puran is giving the detailed descriptions of appearance of Lord Jagannath. In Satyayuga, there was a king called Indradumna. And Indradumna was eager to see the Supreme Personality of God. So in Satya Yuga, the only way one could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead is through meditation. In four Yuga, the Lord appears in four different ways. In Satya Yuga, he appears through meditation. Through meditation, one gets to see. In Treta Yuga, through performance of Jagya, the Lord manifests. When the Jagya becomes successful, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. So that is the way to see him in Treta Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, the Lord has appeared in the form of his deity. This form of the Lord appeared in Dwapar Yuga. In Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, this form was not appeared. And in Kali Yuga, we are very fortunate that we can see him in his deity form. And in Kali Yuga, we can feel his presence or we can receive his mercy through his holiness. The Lord has appeared in the form of his holiness. So to us it has become so easy. Even in Singapore we can have darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without making any endeavor. We simply have to come here and we can see the Lord. But that was not possible in Satyayuga. So King Indradumna couldn't see the Lord. So in order to see the Lord, he actually wanted to leave his kingdom, go away, meditate, and through meditation, see him, see the Lord. But that was not possible. He was a king and he had so many responsibilities. The ministers held him back. No, you can't go. This is not the time to retire. You have to serve some more years. So this is how. So Lord, the king was, King Indradhumna was very heartbroken. So then one day, one Brahmana pilgrim came there, appeared there to his court, in his sabha assembly, and declared, "The Lord is present as Nilamadhav on the bank of the saltwater ocean on Nilachal Mountain." So he got to know that the Lord is present, but before he could ask, he was gone. That Brahman was gone. Where is the Nilachal? Where is Nila? Where is Nilamadhav present? Nilachal Mountain. So at least now they got an information, like the Lord is present. So the king sent different brahmanas in different directions to find out where is that Niladri mountain where Nila, the Lord Nilamadhav, is present. So all the brahmanas went to different directions, but they came back without any information. They couldn't find it. But the head priest, Vidyapati, he was looking for me, searching for Nilamadhav, but becoming very tired. Once he came to a Shavarapalli. Shavar are the hunting tribe that live near the forest. They came to their village and he was very tired, very hungry, thirsty. So he knocked at the door and one young girl came out. And seeing a Brahmana, in those days the intermingling was not there. Like the Brahmanas would not go to the house of a Savara or an outcast. What to speak of a Savara, Brahmana also won't even go to the house of a non-Brahmana and take their food. But he was hungry and thirsty, so he came there. So that girl requested him to take rest in the house and said that her father is not at home but he will come soon. So Vidyapati took rest, and that was the house of the leader of the Savara, the king of the Savara. His name was Vishvavasu. So Vishvavasu came and he was very delighted to have a Brahmana guest in the house. So again he saw that this boy was very tired. So he requested him to take rest for a few days. So Vidyapati accepted his invitation. Then Vishvavasu, after some time, he requested him to marry his daughter. Vidyapati agreed, got married to Balika. And Vidyapati used to notice that every day Vishvavasu goes out, every night he goes out. And in the morning when he comes back, there is beautiful fragrance comes from his body. So he asked Lalita, "Where does your father go at night? And when he comes home in the morning, there's such fragrance." So then Lalita told him that he goes to worship Nilamadhav. Vidyapati became excited. "Oh, I'm searching for Nilamadhav and here is Nilamadhav." He was excited, but he didn't tell anything to them that he was searching for Nilamadhav. So then he told Lalita, "Lalita, can you please tell your father to take me to be one of them. Lalita said, no, it's impossible. Actually, he'll get very upset if he finds out that I told you that he worships Nilamata. Why the secrecy? Because in other ages, a non-Brahmana could not worship the Lord. What to speak of worship the Lord? One could not even touch the scriptures. A non-Brahmana could read the scriptures. The society was so strict because there was such a strict consideration of qualification. It was not a, we have to understand, it was not a caste system that they were observing. It was a consideration of qualification. That unless and until one was qualified, he didn't have the access to study the scriptures. Just like, will you give a machine gun in the hands of an unqualified person? Because he doesn't know, like it will cause harm. He doesn't know how to handle a machine gun and he will start shooting everybody. So similarly, the Vedas are power. This transcendental knowledge is power that is 1,000 times more powerful than the most powerful weapon. Therefore there was such strict consideration of qualification. So a non-Brahmana was not supposed to worship the Lord or approach the Lord, study the scriptures. So that's, and he is a, not even a sutra, he was an antaja. Even a sutra comes in the Varnashram system. But Shavara, Kirata, Hunda, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pukkasha. So these are antaja, they are outcasts, they are not from the Varnashram. So they were not supposed to have anything to do with it. But here we are seeing one thing, that there is Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti has all this consideration of rules and regulation. But there is another kind of bhakti, what is? Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is based only on love. No consideration of rules and regulation. So, we can see that Jagannath was being worshipped by Vishvavasu in Raghunatha. I mean, Nilamata was being worshipped in Raghunatha. Not according to Vaidhyavati. According to Vaidhyavati, he was not qualification. But Raghunatha gives everybody qualification. Whoever loves the Lord can worship. Anyway, so Lalita said that my father will be very upset if I. If he finds out that I told him, then Vidyapati said, I'm your husband, you can't hide anything from me. So tell your father that you told me because you can't hide anything from me. So Lalita went and told his father, told her father. Vishwavasu was very upset. She used that argument. He's my husband. I cannot hide him. So I didn't actually. When he asked where you go at night, he sees that you go out at night somewhere and didn't come back in the morning. So naturally, I have to tell the truth. So then, please, he wants to see. Vishwavasu at first said nothing, I'm not doing. But Lalita insisted, please, he wants to see. Then finally, Vishwavasu agreed, okay, I'll take him, but blindfolded, so that he would know where he is. So Vidyapati agreed, okay, I'll go blindfolded. But Lalita, give me some mustard seeds. Why mustard seeds? I'll need it for worship. So he took some mustard seeds, tied it on a piece of cloth. And all the blindfolded, Any idea? Because in course of time, the mustard seeds will grow into the plants, and then from that he'll make out where is Jagannath, where is Nilam. Anyway, but when he came to the top of the mountain, he opened his eyes, and he saw Nilam. And then Vishwavasu said, "You just wait here. I'll go collecting some fruits and flowers to worship the Lord." So when Vishwavasu went to collect fruits and flowers, then Vidyapati was sitting there waiting. And then he saw a strange sight. One crow was sitting on a tree next to the pond in front of the temple. And the crow all of a sudden died and fell in the water. And as it touched the water of the pond, the crow assumed his four-armed form and went back to Vaikuntha. So that is the potency, that's the spiritual potency or sanctity of the place. Even a crow leaving his body in contact with the water there of the pond became achieved spiritual perfection. So Vidyapati thought, wow, what an easy way to achieve Vaikuntha. So he wanted to just jump into the pond and give up his body. But then he heard a voice telling Vidyapati, "This is not the time for you to leave the body. King Indradumna is waiting for the information. Please go and give him the information." So, and then Vishwavasu came back and he started to worship the Lord. Then Vishwavasu heard a voice saying, "Vishwavasu, for a long time I accepted your worship. But now I decided to take the worship of King Indradumna." So as soon as Vishwavasu heard that, he felt that this Brahmana must have conspired with Nilamata. And it is due to his provocation, now Nilamata decided to leave him and accept the worship of the king. He said, "Nothing doing, I'm not going to tolerate." So he grabbed him and said, "Had you not been my son-in-law, I would have killed you. Right? But I won't kill you, but I'll tie you up in a tree here, and some wild animals will come and do the job." So he tied him up. He tied him up. Haribol, switch up. So he just came. So he tied him up and he came home, Vishwavasu. Lalita asked, "Father, where is your son-in-law?" And he told, "He wanted to take Nilamata away from me. I'm not going to tolerate that. I left him in the forest." So then Lalita went to look for her husband. Then she found him tied up to a tree with not ropes, but with the creepers. So she released him and Vidyapati left and told Lalita, "I'll come back." So, and he went and he reported to King Indradumna. So King Indradumna, very happy, now he found where Nilamata is, he get the darshan of the Lord. So he came back. You know what's the distance? King Indradumna's capital was Avanti Nagari. And Avanti Nagari is today's Ujjain. So he came from all the way from Ujjain, Avanti. He came to Jagannath Puri with the soldier, with the entourage. But then when he went to the temple, he found that Nilamadavi was not there. So he thought this Shavara king must have been hiding him somewhere. So he arrested Shavara king and asked him. Vishwavasu wouldn't say anything, he was silent. Then he seized that village. He thought they would force them, searched everywhere, couldn't find Nilamadavi. So then, after some time, King Indradumna heard a voice in a dream. He had a dream. So the Lord instructed him, why are you unnecessarily torturing these innocent villagers? I disappeared on my own. You won't be able to see me in this form. But I have come in the form of Daru Brahma, the transcendental dog, floating in the ocean. I have come. So you take that wood, and from that wood you carve my deity. That's how you'll be able to worship me. So the king immediately jumped out of his bed, and he went to the ocean and he found that there is a dog floating. He tried to lift it, he could not. He got his soldiers together, they could not. He used his entire army, couldn't pull the log out of the water. He used elephants, horses, all his strength. Still, he didn't succeed in pulling the log out. Now the king is completely frustrated. The log has come, but he can't get the log out of the water. So then he had a dream, and again in the dream, he was instructed by the Lord that if you let Vidyapati hold one end of the log and Vishwavasu hold the other end of the log, then they'll be able to lift it. So he told Vishwavasu and Vidyapati, and very easily they pulled the log out of the So now the deity of the Lord has to be carved from the wood. So he sent called all the famous carvers, wood carvers, to carve the deity. But as soon as they put their chisel and hammer to carve, immediately it just broke. They couldn't even scratch on the king. Again, the king is completely frustrated. What to do? Nobody can carve wood. But then one day, an old man came. Can barely walk. So he came to the king and said, I am carver, wood carver. My name is Anant Maharana, and I have come to carve for you. He was told that all big carvers couldn't even scratch on the wood. You are sure you can do that? He said, well, that's my business, you don't have to worry about it. But I'll do it on one condition. The door will be locked. And if anyone enters into that room, I'll stop and go. So the king immediately agreed, I'm sure. At least he'll be passing, so seemed to be very confident. So, and Ananda Maharana went inside the room, went inside the hall. And from outside the king could hear the sound is done, the work is in progress. So king was eagerly waiting. A few days went by, the cardinal was away. And then one day, all of a sudden, the sound stopped. The sound of cards. So king was in great anxiety. And out of anxiety, so many anxiety. So, like such an old person, did he have a heart attack? So why did he stop? So the king just opened the door and he found three incomplete forms. And Ananda Maharaja. So the king felt, oh, it's because of my fault that I broke the promise that he left. So king decided to give up his body without eating and drinking. So this is how he sat down, what is called Prayupavashana. Prayupavashana is a system by which one sits down without eating and drinking, just meditating on the Lord. Just like Parikshit Maharaj did. So after 3 days, he had a dream. Dream means the Lord appeared to him and told him, King Indraduna, it is not that these forms are incomplete. These are mine. Transcendental form, I am present in this form, in this future. So, you take these three forms, these are my three deities, three forms, and you worship. So this is how Lord Jagannath appeared. Now the second part comes. This narration, I want to tell you, has three parts. This is the first part from Skanda Purana. The second part is from, that I heard from one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on the occasion of Lord Ratha Jatra, he gave a program in the radio. And there he narrated this incident, description, that King Indraduna, according to Skanda Purana, King Indraduna was told by the Lord that he is present in this form in Vaikuntha. This is his transcendental form, this is his eternal form. So what is that? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur narrated that story. That Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna, the queens used to see that his heart is somewhere else. During the daytime, he is always absent-minded, as if his mind is somewhere else. The queens tell him something. My Lord, do you hear me? No response. Huh? So that is Krishna's condition in Dwarka. Completely as if his mind is somewhere else. So, and at night, they could see that Krishna at night in sleep goes somewhere else. As if he is dreaming, and in a dream he is calling out to the residents of Vrindavan, calling out to the cows, calling out to his mother and father, the gopis. So they could see that even at night he goes to Vrindavan. And this is how they could find out that during the day his mind is in Vrindavan, during at night his mind is in Vrindavan. That means Krishna's body is in there, but his mind is in Vrindavan. So they used to wonder, the queens used to wonder, what is there in Vrindavan that attracts Krishna so much? So who to ask? They approached Mother Rohini, because she was there. So Mother Rohini, they approached. Can you please tell us why Krishna is so attracted to Vrindavan? What is there in Vrindavan that attracts Krishna so much? Mother Rohini said, I will tell about that when Krishna and Balaram are not there. Because if they get to hear, they will feel so heartbroken remembering those days. So one day, Krishna and Balaram was not there. So the queens approached Mother Rohini. Today Krishna and Balaram are not there. So can you please tell us what is there? Now how many queens were there? 16,100. So they all assembled. Must be a such a big hall. And Mother Rohini started to wonder about what Krishna and Balaram used to do in Vrindavan. How the residents of Vrindavan felt about Krishna and Balaram. How much they loved them. And they posted Subhadra at the doorway. Don't let anyone come in, because these are all very confidential affairs. So Subhadra was guarding the door and at the same time listening. And in the meantime, Krishna and Balaram came. So Subhadra was feeling so ecstatic hearing Krishna Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan that her voice choked. She couldn't make any sound warning them, stop, stop, Krishna Balaram. But in order to prevent them from coming in, she just spread her arms and stopped. So Krishna on one side, Balaram on one side, Subhadra blocked their way. But Mother Rohini didn't know that Krishna and Balaram were there. She just kept on telling their pastimes, loving exchange between Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan. And upon hearing those days, about the activities of those days, pastimes of those days, Krishna became so overwhelmed with emotion that his eyes lit up in this, like two fully bloomed lotuses. And his face assumed this wonderful form, and his hands were stretched forward as if wanting to embrace those devotees. And that is Jamuna. And Balaram also got induced by that mood of Shri Krishna. And Subhadra felt so bad that she stopped them from coming in, that her hands were eating. Oh my God, what did they do? Why did they stop? So that is how Krishna and Balaram's hands are stretched forward. But Subhadra has no arms. So this is how Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra present in Dwarka, in spiritual world, spiritual sky, in this form. This is their eternal. So the third part, should I tell the third part or is it too late? Should I?
Yes.
How many of you are?
Very
okay. The third part is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rath Yatra festival is going on. How many of you have seen Jagannath Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri? Very good. So, thousands upon thousands of people come there in the beautiful chariot, carrying Jagannath Baladeva, Subhadra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath chariot. And he is singing a song, which is describing the loving exchange, a love song which appeared, sounded like what should I say? The song actually is describing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing. Ja komaro haro shayego hi parastha. The one who stole my heart when I was a maiden. Today he is here as my Lord and Master. That means today he is here with me. And I am still the same heroine or the object of love. But my hand is the same moonlit night of the springtime. The wind, the breeze, beautiful and gentle breeze is blowing, carrying the fragrance of Malati flowers. It's the same beautiful moonlit night. But still my heart is hankering to go back to the river under the Betasi tree. It appears to be like a simple love song, right? Then why Mahaprabhu is singing that song in front of Jagannath? So everyone was surprised. Rath Yatra is over. Then one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was in Jagannath Puri at that time. He was staying at Haridas Thakur's hut on the bank of the ocean. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and at that time Rupa Goswami went to take bath. Mahaprabhu is waiting, and then he noticed that on the ceiling there is a palm leaf sticking. Out of curiosity, he picked it up. And he saw a shloka written in Sanskrit, beautiful writing, which is saying, Radharani is telling, my dear friend, I met Krishna in Kurukshetra. Priya, Krishna Sahachari, Kurukshetra. And I am this same Radha. I met him, who is deeply in love with Krishna and very expert in this loving exchange. But still my heart is not satisfied. After all, though I met him, my heart is not content. My heart is not satisfied. My heart is hankering to go to the bank of Jamuna in the forest of Vrindavan, where the atmosphere is filled with the fifth note of Krishna's flute. So now you see, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing, here is the actual that young girl who is expressing that she met her lover, but her heart is not content. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Rupa Goswami came back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately slapped him on his back. And looking at Sarup Damodar Goswami, he said, "Sarup, how did Rupa get to know my heart?" Then Sarup Damodar said, "Who can ever get to know your heart? Unless and until you yourself reveal your heart. So you yourself must have revealed your heart. That's why Rupa knows." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted, "Yes, Rupa is very dear to me." Now what is the song? What is it signifying? That song and Rupa Goswami's writing. After 100 years of separation, the gopis and the cowherd boys, cowherd folks from Vrindavan came to Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse. It is a custom in India still prevalent today, that on the occasion of solar eclipse, people go to Kurukshetra to take bath in Shamanta Pancha, the pond there, the lake there. It's considered to be an auspicious activity. So on the occasion of solar eclipse, the gopis went. Krishna also went. Solar eclipse is over, everyone is preparing now to leave. And then the gopis got the information that Krishna was there. After 100 years, they are about to meet Krishna. So as soon as they heard that Krishna was there, they immediately ran. Krishna was already on his chariot to leave. The horses were just ready to leave and drag the chariot. So the gopis arrived there. Radharani saw Krishna after 100 years. But her feeling was, this is not the Krishna I knew. My Krishna has a peacock feather on his head. But this one has a crown. My Krishna wears flower garments. And this Krishna has lockets and precious gems. My Krishna wears yellow simple cloth and he is wearing a royal robe. My Krishna carries a flute in his hand and he has weapons in his hand. And ways to meet Krishna, that was such a beautiful serene atmosphere on the bank of Yamuna. Forest of Vrindavan used to be filled with the fifth note of Krishna's flute. But here, so many people, so much clamor, so much noise. The horses are whining, elephants are trumpeting, and all these royal entourage, and they're weapons are clashing with other things and making the noise. So this is how Radharani felt. Radharani felt totally, although she met Krishna, but her heart was not satisfied. So understanding Srimati Radharani's mood, the residents of Vrindavan, what did they do? Well, we have to take Krishna to Vrindavan. So they got hold of Krishna's chariot. Along with the horses, they started to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. So that is the history behind the Rath Yatra festival. Oh yeah, and at that time, yes, Krishna, this is how Radharani felt. But how did Krishna feel? Krishna, when he saw them after so many years, his eyes lit up and his face lit up with a beautiful smile. His eyes bloomed like two fully grown lotuses. And his hands were stretched forward to embrace those devotees. And that is Jagannath. And that is Jagannath's chariot. So these are just three instances from three different sources. Our Lord Jagannath and his chariot festival. So I wish you all a very happy Jagannath Rath Yatra festival day after tomorrow. Thank you very much. Go.
Amen.